We all know that bigger isn't always better. And when it comes to class size, well, the teachers union says it's smaller. That's definitely better. The NLTA is concerned about class size in the province. They launched a campaign last fall on that issue. We spoke with the president of the NLTA at that time. Now they're continuing to lobby government about the need for small class sizes, but they've also added class composition in a newly launched postcard campaign. Dean Ingram is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he's in our Cornerbrook studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
So class size. Government has in the past repeatedly downplayed concerns about any plan to increase class size in the province. How do you know, as the president of the union, that class size is an issue in this province?
Well, we know it because I've been in schools. We know it because I hear from schools and teachers when I visit. I see the challenge there. I mean, it's a very simple notion that the more students that are actually in a classroom, the less attention each student is going to get. We've seen a number of reports over the years. I can cite the Child and Youth Advocate report that dealt with student absenteeism. One of the factors that she cited as contributing to that was the ability for relationships to be forged between teacher and student. More students in a classroom certainly makes it more challenging for those relationships to happen. And education fundamentally is about relationships between teachers and students and moving them to ensure that the curriculum is covered and they move forward with their lives.
So we spoke with you last fall. At that time, you wanted a review of class size in this province. Mm-hmm. What's happened since last fall?
Well, what we want is we certainly think it's important for government to follow through on the commitment that was made in 2011 and do a full allocation model review. That was a cabinet direct review that has not occurred. Now, last fall when we spoke, certainly Minister Ward indicated that he would follow through that at some point in time, but we certainly think we need to see more than the verbal commitment. One is from trench. We know, I think, Minister Ward is an honorable man, a respectable man. I certainly have a great deal of respect for Minister Ward, but I've seen over the years that when things move to cabinet, when things move to full caucus and government as a whole, budgetary decisions sometimes change direction. And as I said then, I'll repeat now, the NLTA will always advocate for what we believe is in the best interest of our province education system. We think it's important that with any program, there needs to be a consistent review and revisions made as necessary. And we think it's time that that full, thorough, and complete review of our allocation model in our schools needs to happen.
So in the meantime now, you have added a focus on class composition to your campaign. For those of us who don't immediately know what you mean by composition, just explain what that is.
When we're talking composition, we're talking about the varied nature of students in those classes. For some classes, they have students with significant behavioral challenges. For some, there are social and emotional health issues. For some, there are academic challenges. Just by way of an illustration point, the Organization for Economic and Cultural Development, an international organization that deals with economics across the world, defines a challenging classroom. This is their definition as one in which you have a 10% variance in your student population within that classroom. That's an international organization, and I would suggest that a 10% variance, you'd be hard-pressed in this province to find a class, let alone a single classroom, which would not meet that definition of a challenging classroom.
So why add composition then to your campaign? How does that work now? You're asking people not only to advocate for students and for classes in this province on the issue of size, but also class composition.
Well, I wouldn't suggest that something's as really continuation. While the button said class size matters, we always maintain that you cannot have a productive discussion about class size without also including discussions of class composition issues. We know that through this province that we need resourcing in our schools. Certainly the Education Action Plan and the report that preceded it identified that our current model of inclusive education is not working and there were steps taken. And I certainly will suggest that the Education Action Plan does have some very positive first steps. Key word being first steps. We believe there are additional steps that need to be taken. We need to re-examine student assistant allocations, IRT allocations, school administrator allocations, and the list goes on. There are many classes across this province, many schools that need additional supports to meet student needs. And fundamentally, that's why we have to consider what is it that our schools have, what is it that our students need, and how do we effectively bridge the gap?
So what does it mean for students, for their learning ability and their learning experience when there are more of them in a classroom, but more of them with varying needs all in the same classroom?
Within the classroom environment, teachers will have to direct their attention to those students that have the highest cascading of needs. when those students have to have their needs met, and again, justifiably so, but the teachers had to focus on them, certainly they have to have their needs met, that means that within that classroom environment, there are other students that are not having their needs met. When schools don't have adequate student assistance allocations, there's a redirection and redeployment of resources to fill those duties. It means other things aren't getting on. School administrators, school counselors, all these things are creating challenging environments for schools. And if we want our children to succeed, we need to find the support.
How many more student assistants or teacher assistants or other support workers are needed in our school system in this province?
Well, right now, every school and every spring will do a profiling of the students that they have. We know that when we did an ATIP request a couple of years back, the data we gleaned from that ATIP request clearly showed that there was a significant discrepancy between the needs that were identified and the resource that was provided. We certainly, We certainly know that there's a need for additional supports and resources. And I know the counter argument to all of this will be an economic one. But there's numerous reports, numerous studies that clearly indicate, one by the Conference Board of Canada, which clearly shows that for every dollar that's invested in our K-12 education system, there's $1.30 in benefit that comes back. Economic dividends from investing in education are real, and in this province, we certainly, most certainly need them.
All right. We'll leave it there. Thank you so much for coming in.
No, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
That's Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association.
Brian Warr is the Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development. He joins us now on the phone. Good morning, Mr. Warr.
Good morning. Good morning.
So first of all, are class sizes increasing in this province?
Absolutely not. And, you know, I've had this conversation, you know, on several occasions, Martin, with regards to government and their intention. We have no intention whatsoever, and I, like I said, I'm on record for that. We have no intention of increasing class sizes, I mean, contrary to some of the statements that have been made.
I feel like we've had this conversation over and over where the NLTA says they are hearing that class sizes are increasing. They've just started now a new campaign to address the issue as well as class composition. Why do you think then they're having this this campaign if they're not hearing perhaps the opposite of what you're saying?
Well, I certainly, I mean, you know, I certainly respect the you know, the issues that NLTA brings to government. You know, I've had a great working relationship so far in my short tenure with the department. I've got the utmost respect for Mr. Ingram and his organization. I mean, since the launch of the Education Action Plan in 2018, I mean, we've been adding teaching resources, new reading specialists, teaching and learning assistants, and we've increased learning resource teachers as well. And these resources, you know, when the Education Action Plan is fully implemented, this will it started in 2018. This September will be the final phase, the third phase. We will have an additional 350 additional resources put into classrooms across the province. And I mean, you know, I think it's important to note. I mean, like I said, we have not. We have no intention of increasing class sizes, and certainly our provinces are comparable to others, certainly in Atlantic Canada and other parts of the country as well.
Okay, the other part of this conversation is class composition, the number of students that need some sort of special accommodations or more specific attention from teachers is increasing without necessarily the supports being in place. You say that you have added some in there. Is there enough in place right now, or is the need still there for more supports for those with special needs?
Certainly, we understand and appreciate Mr. Ingram's point about composition as a factor when concerning class size. It's, he's correct in saying so, and that's why we've been creating new positions and adding the teaching resources, again, through the Education Action Plan. You know, again, in classrooms this year, I mean, we've allocated 48 new reading specialists, and that's going to increase to 104 this coming September in the final phase. We've added 100 teaching and learning assistants. That's going to increase to 200 in September. And we've added 26 additional teacher librarians, and that's going to increase to 39 again this coming September. You know, again, there's 350 additional resources. And, you know, I can only see benefits. I mean, since I've been here in this department, I've seen the good work that this department has put into education, and rightly so. Our government has invested, I mean, they invested $7 million. It was allocated in budget 2018 through the Education Action Plan. There's a further $13 million allocated in budget 2020 as part of the Education Action Plan, and we are committed to investing significant dollars to have the full implementation of that plan this coming September.
Would you say that is enough at this point, though? Certainly, as we say, every year the number of students with those special needs increases. Are your implementations and your increases in budget and all the other roles that you've added now to the roster, is it enough to keep up with the needs that are currently in place?
Well, I mean, putting a price on education is something that I don't want to do. I mean, I think as Mr. Ingram has clearly stated, you know, we tie education to economics, and I believe that as well. But you know, we have to take a balanced approach here. And again, we feel that you know, we're on the right track. You know, the Premier's Task Force on Improving Education Outcomes was created, I think, back in 2016, and you know. From that, we had a document called the Education Action Plan, and we are focused on carrying that through. And you know, we'll certainly continue to work towards you know, a great education for the students of this province.
So, Mr. Ward, is that a yes or a no to having enough in place right now? And at the end, when the final phase of this plan is in place, is that a yes or a no to having enough supports in place right now to meet the current needs and the growing needs within our classrooms?
I think we're getting there, and you know, after the full implementation of the Education Action Plan, it's time for us to sit down as a department and as a government again to take a second look at it and see where we stand at that particular point.
Dean Ingram said in his chat with Bernice a few minutes ago about the call for a review of the way that the class size and the composition is in this province and other things involved with education in this province. That review has not happened yet. Why not?
The review, and we have clearly stated that that review will take place after the full implementation of the Education Action Plan. Once we get the additional 350 resources put into the classrooms, we've committed to a review at that particular point in time.
Okay, so have an after.
And he has my commitment on that.
Okay. He said a consistent review would make sense, a regular review. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And the idea here is that you're going to review it after the action plan is in place. Wouldn't it have made sense to have done one beforehand to see exactly what the needs were?
Well, I mean, you know, I certainly see his point there, but I mean, we've brought in this Education Action Plan. We're sticking to the plan, and like I said, we've committed to doing a review once the additional 350 resources have been put in place.
All right, Mr. Warr, I appreciate your time on this. We appreciate your comments as well. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Martin. Have a great day.
Brian Warr is the Provincial Minister of Education and Early Childhood Development. Interesting conversation here, Bernice, for sure. What do you think about it all? Give our talkback number a call, 1-800-777-0990. Minister Warr there to saying that 350 new positions or placements coming in to help with the increasing needs and the diverse needs within our classrooms. Is it enough? The next phase and the final phase of the action plan coming in the next few months and into next year, is it enough to accommodate the current a snapshot of what the Newfoundland and Labrador classroom is now?
Definitely an important conversation. I threw out a question on social media yesterday, Martin, and I was overwhelmed by the number of responses I received through private messages from teachers working in the school system who talked about the fact that if their classrooms are not bigger, more students than they used to be 10 years ago, definitely the composition of that classroom has changed significantly in terms of students with greater needs, with exceptionalities, with mental health challenges, even students you know, who are, for whom English is their second language, and they're learning in a classroom in Newfoundland and Labrador. So the challenges are great, and definitely keep that conversation going. If you're a parent in particular, give us a call and let us know. Martin just gave the number, 1-800-777-0990.
I think we're going to go to a song now. Oh.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go to a song.
Neon Dreams. We've got them all queued up and ready to go.